We are back. It is 11:22, and you have it tuned to KGM Humble Grown Radio Without the Rules, and I'm super duper uber excited because joining us now in the studio is Led Ka'apana and Fran Guidry. I pronounced it right, right?
Absolutely.
Guidry. Fran Guidry. And they are performing for us right now here in the studio, but they're also performing tonight at the Old Steeple here in Ferndale. Is this show sold out? There's still tickets?
Nope, there's still a few tickets left.
Still a few tickets left, so if you want to go and see Led and Fran, you have the opportunity to do that tonight here in Ferndale. And would you like to start off with a song?
Oh, yeah. Sounds good. Okay. This is a song that was composed by my twin brother, the late Edward Ka'apana. Solomon, translated into Hawaiian, is Kolomona. And then the guy Solomon used to play with my brother Ned. They were partners playing music. So he wrote this song for Solomon, and it's called the Kolomona Slacky. Thank you.
Big fan of the surprise ending on that one. Guys, totally rocked that. Thank you so much for being here. If you're tuning in, we're listening to the music of Led Kahapana and Fran Guidry. They're here live in the KM studio. And you have a twin brother?
I had, yeah.
You had a twin
brother?
Yeah,
we were 5 minutes apart, yeah.
5 minutes apart. Who was the oldest one?
I was older.
You were the oldest one. Did you used to rub that in?
No, no.
No?
We had about 11 of us in a family, but now we only got 6 of us. Wow. So I'm the only boy left now, and I got 4 sisters.
Wow.
Yes.
Big
and
family.
And we all play music.
And your brother wrote the last song that you just played?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's like, yeah.
So you're keeping his spirit alive with your music.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yes. Yes.
That's awesome. And so you've been to Ferndale now. This is your third time?
Third time, yeah.
I'm glad you came.
My first time
back.
I came was with Fran.
With Fran,
yeah.
And do you guys have fun here in Ferndale? What do you do while you're here when you're not playing music?
We play music every day. We were just playing music this morning. Every time we get up, we always beat our guitars. And you know, every time I'm with Fran, that's all we do is whenever we get a chance, we either he's playing guitar or I join him later, or I'm playing and he joins me, and then we just have fun.
We did have a little tour around Ferndale to enjoy the beauty of the Victorians and the charm of the place this morning.
Did you hit it? I heard you hit a Papa Joe's.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You're set for life in the food department.
Never eat again. or forever.
Yeah, never eat again.
I got to say one more thing, though.
Okay.
This is not really Led and Fran. This is Led. and I drive the truck and play a little alongside, but this is Led Kahapana.
He opens the show for me.
He's the opener,
yeah.
Yeah, well, that's very kind of you to include him in your
yes, Led.
I'm a big fan of your music, and so
it's really kind of a
treat for me to get to meet you and
live,
hear you play live. And if you would like to meet Led, you can meet him tonight
at
the Old Steeple in
Old
Ferndale.
Steeple.
What time does your show start?
7:30.
Thanks, Paul.
Welcome. Thanks, Paul. Paul's here.
That's why I'm here.
Yes.
and thank you, Paul, for bringing you are consistently bringing some really amazing music through our town. So I am very grateful for that.
Yes, and I'm so happy that I got to meet Paul and I get to come here and play music for everybody. So.
Is it super fun to play music in a place that has a music store? Do you go around and test out all the instruments?
I always do that before the show. I'm in Paul's store looking around and trying this and trying that.
Yeah. Cool.
I just have fun in the store.
Yeah, music stores are super fun.
Yeah.
And you were joking a little earlier that you would maybe be more likely to buy something if your tour manager would be more approving of
that. I think three times, I came here three times, I think I bought something from Paul. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, Monday night we had David Lindley and he bought a guitar.
He bought a guitar.
Stakes are raised.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you have another song that you'd like to share with us?
I just came out with an ukulele.
I
should play a song from my new CD.
Okay.
It's called Jazz Press Volume 2, and it's all ukulele, and I added bass in some of the songs.
So you're playing the ukulele and the bass on you're playing all the instruments on
this record? Yeah, some of the songs, yeah.
I'm a big fan of ukulele myself.
Yeah.
So can you talk a little bit about your people who are listening on the radio cannot see how incredibly beautiful your ukulele is. But
yeah, what kind of wood is this now? It's ebony.
Macassar ebony.
So it would be special from a gentleman from the Big Island of Hawaii. His name is Chuck Moore. And you can go online and look at, it's called More Better Ukuleles.
More Better?
More Better, yeah. And he called it the More Better Ukulele, yeah. You know, I'm known for my red boots, so he put a red boots here, but the hoe. And then my black hat, he got it on the head of the stock in the dark glasses. And then he got my name laid here, and my signature, Jess Press.
Nice.
A lot of people they say, what's Jess Press? Well, learning the music where I come from in the Big Island, where we were so isolated, no electricity. and nobody read music, so I used to ask my uncle, "Uncle, what key you're in?" He always used to say, "Jazz press." So that's how that slang came out. Mani Hawaii.
Okay.
Oh, you ready? Eh?
Yeah, sorta. Oh,
no, better not.
Why don't you go solo on this?
Okay. Anyway, this is one of the songs that I recorded on the CD. It's called Song of the Island, or another title called Nani Hawaii. Tradition, I think, way back.
A traditional song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think it was made in the movie, too, yeah?
Well, yeah, it was written by Charles King in the 30s, and then it was used in a movie called Song of the Islands, and so it got the new name Song of the Islands in 49, I think.
Oh, cool.
And then Led calls it Nani Hawaii, because that's the first line, and it's very common in Hawaiian music to use the first line as the title. But the actual title is Naleo Hawaii.
Naleo Hawaii.
Or Song of the Islands.
One song with a lot of title, a lot of names.
is that what
Nalei?
Nalei.
Nalei.
That's the lay.
The lay, yeah.
The lay of Hawaii.
Of Hawaii, yeah.
Because each island has its own lay and its own color.
Yeah.
So there are many songs that talk about the different lay associated with each island.
Oh, cool. I still am waiting to go to Hawaii. Waiting mostly on money to go to Hawaii. I have not gotten a chance to visit there yet. My daughter's been...
Go to Waikiki.
I don't know if I trust that advice.
No, Waikiki is nice.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. It felt like there was a sinister laugh that backed.
No. We got to stop. Paul wanted to go. We were talking about...
You want
to
go to Waikiki?
I like it there.
You like it there?
Yeah, we were just talking about that when we were coming here.
Yeah.
That's why I told you to go to Waikiki.
My daughter has been lobbying me to take a trip to Hawaii, just the two of us.
Wow.
So we'll see. I'm waiting on winning the lottery to make that happen.
If you get there, Led has a gig every Saturday when he's on the island of Oahu. He has a gig every Saturday at the old Honey's at the Ko'olau Golf Course, And it is an amazing and wonderful gig.
Cool.
So yeah. Definitely make sure you're there on a Saturday night.
Your resident gig.
Yeah.
Nice. It is, yeah. Nice. Yeah. Well, would you like to play? Can we hear another tune from you?
Okay.
Okay.
Before we do this song, I'd like to thank our security guards. They're not here. They're at the hotel. So it's my wife, Sharon Carpana, and Lynn Guidry, Fran's wife, and my cousin. I know they're listening. So this is for you guys. Wow. What's on your mind?
I don't know.
Okay.
Why Me a Lullaby, maybe.
Okay, let's do a lullaby song.
Something you
then.
Sing.
Huh?
Maybe something you sing.
Okay.
Whatever.
Oh, let's try it. Why okay, Ani Ani?
Oh, I love it.
Okay, why okay, Ani Ani? Actually, Ani Ani is sparkling of the waters, and actually, it talks about the waters, and I think the flowers of all the islands. So, the key of G, yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.
You play guitar, and I feel like sometimes what you know when you are listening to musicians improvise, it gives a lot of insight into their personality. Yeah. And you're a fun guy, I can tell.
Thank you. I just have fun playing, you know.
For
me, music comes from inside, so I don't read music, so always there's that for me. Always creative. What I hear, it comes in the guitar and goes out. It's right. Kind of surprised me once in a while, too. Like,
what was that?
Yeah.
Cool. So if you're just tunning in, you're listening to Led Ka'apana. He's playing tonight at the Old Steeple. Ferndale at 7:30. There's still a couple tickets available, says Paul.
Yeah. Tickets are online at Brown Paper Tickets, and then also up in Arcata at Wildberries.
Okay, up at Wildberries in Arcata or Brown Paper Tickets.
Or give us a call.
Or you could also call. You know what's funny is right before you guys were starting to play, someone was trying to order tickets. they called the wrong number or something. Right. I thought it was like a crank call. They were trying to order tickets for some show. Not this show, but you should
order
tickets
for
this show. and that's happening tonight. And Fran Guidry is going to be joining Led Ka'apana.
Fran opens the show, yeah.
Is it okay? Could you play one more song before you head back out to hang out and play more music in Ferndale? I suggest too that you check out the cemetery while you're here. I don't know if you've gotten a chance to hike around at the cemetery, but
you're staying
close by.
Oh, let's do a song that I composed called this Slacky Lullaby.
Okay.
Nice day for a lullaby song too.
It is, right? The weather's suiting it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's Led Ka'apana. Thank you again so much for taking some time out of your day.
Thank you for having us.
You totally lifted my spirit. I will be honest with you, I was in kind of a grumpy mood when I got here this morning. So
you're feeling good now.
Turn that around.
Oh, yeah. That's good. That's great.
Yeah,
that's...
so if you're in a grumpy mood and you don't know what to do, go see Led Ka'apana.
You'll be okay.
Tonight at the Old Steeple, and you'll be okay.
Yeah.
It works. Kid tested, mother approved. And there are still some tickets left. Go to brownpapertickets.com and check that out, or at Wildberries Marketplace. Or you could give the Old Steeple a phone call. What's your phone number? 786-7030.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul, for bringing amazing artists to our community.
We only bring the best.
I noticed that. So I hope that you have a wonderful day. And unfortunately, I'm not going to get a chance to check out your show tonight. But I encourage folks who are listening to go ahead and check them out. And please come back.
Yes.
I like this whole thing, how you keep coming back to Ferndale.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If we can keep up with that trend, I think we'll all be set.
We'll be okay.
Well, you've got it tuned to KHUM, Humble Grown Radio Without the Rules. My name is Lindsay. I'm filling in for Bailey while she is away on...